This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it before the end of the year. Congress is back at work with key members of the House and Senate trying to negotiate a thicket of issues. Among them, critical questions affecting the war on terrorism and basic questions about spending and taxes. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner is with us to help sort out these issues. David, it's the middle of December. What are lawmakers still doing in D.C.? Wouldn't a normal schedule dictate that they should be back at home in their districts?
Well, Michelle, Congress had set September 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year, as its target adjournment. But then Hurricane Katrina hit in late August and had to be dealt with. And also because congressional elections are next year, there was a lot of legislation that GOP leaders wanted to get done this year. But with President Bush's drop in popularity, his congressional clout has waned, and so those leaders have had a hard time with internal GOP divisions here that have made it harder to wrap up legislation.
So what is it that lawmakers have to do before they leave town?
Well, a number of laws expire at the end of the year unless Congress renews them. One of them is the federal backstop for insurance against terrorist attacks that Congress approved after 9/11. And Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said today he expects a revised and somewhat slimmer version of that legislation will get enacted this week. And now the other major piece of expiring legislation is the so-called USA Patriot Act that was also passed after 9/11 in the name of fighting terrorism. House and Senate GOP leaders are now pushing very hard to get a compromise version of a Patriot Act renewal approved by Congress this week. But they're running into a lot of resistance, and it's coming from a bipartisan group of senators. They say there are simply not enough safeguards for protecting civil liberties in this new version. So this Patriot Act renewal faces a threatened filibuster in the Senate, and Senate Democrats are now proposing giving a 3-month extension to the current act in order to come up with a better bill. But such an extension is opposed by House GOP leaders and by the Bush administration.
And the rest of the to-do list, what else are lawmakers trying to get finished before the end of this week?
Well, you're likely to see the House giving its final approval to a bill that aims to shore up pension funds, many of which are currently seriously underfunded. There's also likely going to be legislation approved this week for $7 billion worth of tax cuts aimed at bringing business back to the hurricane-battered Gulf Shore. We're also likely to see Congress attempt to reconcile House and Senate bills aimed at cutting between $35 billion and $50 billion over the next 5 years from entitlement spending. Now, some of that money's come from programs for the poor, and finding enough common ground between the less onerous Senate bill and the more drastic House bill has left those cuts in limbo. And another key piece of legislation lawmakers aim to finish this week is the annual defense authorization bill that sets policy and budget guidelines for the Pentagon. But that bill has some controversial provisions in it, and the most difficult one is the so-called McCain Amendment, which bans all cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment of prisoners. McCain's provision's been opposed by the White House, and it's still not clear whether any compromise, such as making it harder to prosecute U.S. officials who violate that provision, is going to be acceptable. No deal has been reached yet on this.
And how about the tax cuts the White House has been pushing?
Well, it looks like the differences between the House and the Senate are so profound and so controversial on those tax cuts that Republican leaders are going to have to leave sorting out those differences until they come back in January or February. The main difference is that the House wants to pass an extension on the investment kind of tax cuts on dividends and on capital gains that expire actually at the end of 2008. The Senate doesn't want to do that, and that's a major difference they haven't sorted out yet.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That's NPR's David Wellner on Capitol Hill.